The following program is for adult audiences only.
In 81, he was 21. He called the water his own.
All right, look, man, we're getting ready to go. Throw the bow lines off first.
Fishing.
Because I am the goddamn captain of this boat.
Drinking.
We can't forget about smoking.
Thinking about how crazy this life feels.
And because, you know, what about getting high and getting drunk?
Running on empty.
Some kind of goddamn podcast or something.
With Mr. Windy.
Well, listen, we got some serious shit to take care of here real quick. We might as well start off being funny. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Well, the reason is because I have the mic on this headset you sent me. I have it set underneath my chin because I suffered through my life.
Which one? Which chin?
Oh, you're being funny again.
Yeah, right? You said let's be funny at the beginning of the show, so I figured I'd contribute.
Okay, right. My double chin, right. Yeah, that's
now
you.
Your triple chin, man. More chins than a Chinese phone book.
Don't throw my train off the tracks here, because I got a lot of shit to get to. Listen, I want you to know something, man. I'm under 10 feet of snow here, so and I didn't got my heater on, but that none of that matters. But we got to call a number. I made a mistake. I tried to call you to start the show, and I thought I had you in my contacts as a studio, you know, you studio, the one I helped you build and all that.
What do you mean you helped me build? It wasn't even built when you were here.
Bullshit, you motherfucker. We were putting the fucking sheetrock up. Remember when that fucking everybody's coming around saying you shouldn't have put them air conditioners in, and you fucking had the wrong people doing all that shit, and me and that hammerhead, your guy, Paul, we're the ones in there doing all the fucking painting and shit in that fucking studio room.
You did nothing but drink and sit around. I remember you maybe worked one day painting.
Okay, stop. A minute ago, you just said I wasn't even there. Now you're saying maybe I helped one day. So clearly, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. So shut the fuck up. I just want to do something real quick. I fucked up. When I looked in my phone and you said 420, and I sent you a WTF, what the fuck? And then you said some shit about I'll call you in 2 minutes or some shit. I tried to call your studio line, this number right here. And I dialed what I thought was your number, and it was not your number. So when the guy answered, he's a friend of mine. He's on the air. And he said who he was. And I was not meaning to call him. So I had to do that bullshit that nobody likes when you don't say anything. Don't say a word. You fucked up.
So who answered the phone?
His name is Squatch. Squatch.
Squatch here at the studio?
No, it's Squatch up here at KLT.
Oh, you called the wrong number.
I thought I was calling you, and I called KLT.
Let's hope they don't hear last week's show, man. It was really a shitty show, man. You were pretty fucked up last week. Or 2 weeks ago, whenever you did the show.
Yeah, but you know, let me tell you something, Gentry. All that shit is changing right now. I can't walk 5 miles to the store to get beer or whiskey or smokes because we're under 3 feet of snow, and I'm not doing that. I'm not walking through that. In the summertime, it's one thing. Walking down the beach is another thing. But when you're walking, you can't. There's you can't walk by the road because you'll get hit by a car. And you can't walk on the two-track because you'll get shot by a deer hunter. So it's kind of like, it's a paradox. It's a catch-22. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. So I am unlimited have fun material, you know, because I did say yesterday I'm not walking down there because I get hit by a car or I get shot by a deer hunter because I got deer hunting looking clothes I wear, bear skin and shit and all this shit I got from North Carolina. So you take your chances, but so nevertheless.
You can't even get a cab in that town where you're at, right? I tried getting you an Uber. They never showed up to pick you up.
Yep. This is a one-horse town, Gentry. One horse and not even a stoplight. There's not even a stoplight. A couple of stop signs or yield sign or nothing.
What have you been doing for fun, man? If you can't do anything or go nowhere.
Well, today, for fun, I've done some real hardcore cardiovascular work where there's so much snow on the ground, it's good to have something to do where when you get hot, you're not really hot because you're cold, but you feel hot because you're burning a lot of calories. So I covered up Tucker Paul's house. They bury the house here like a you know, igloos are ingenious. The Eskimos built an igloo, and if it gets 24 or 25 or 50 below zero, it will never get below 32 in that igloo because ice does not radiate cold. So once you got the ice built, you never get below 32. So around here, what they do is when it snows a lot, you start piling the snow up around the, what do they call that shit? Oh, goddamn, what do they call it? There's a trim that goes around your house to keep the cats and the mice and the raccoons out from underneath your house. I forget what it's called. But you pile the snow up on that, and then throughout the winter, when Paul lived in Elmira, I had the snow piled up all the way to his windows. And that means from the floor, from the window to the floor and down below will never get colder than 32. Even if it's minus 50 outside, the snow will not radiate the cold. So that's like an igloo.
So what, you created an igloo for yourself around your house, van?
I got one started for Paul all the way around his house, and then I got one around my van too. Yes, that's correct.
You covered his whole house with snow?
No, you don't cover the house. You're doing the bottom part. It's called a skirt. I just thought of the name. It's the skirting around. Remember when you tried to sell that place out there for $90,000, had that skirting around it? And when you walked down the back, you found out it was a double-wide trailer? Okay, that's the lie right there. The skirting. I'm piling snow around the skirt. The skirt is hiding the lie. There's no lie here. But I'm just saying, the skirt makes it look like the bottom of your double-wide trailer you tried to sell me. Makes it look like it's a double wide house with a bunch of nice bricks and cactus and all that shit in front of it. It was not. They had a goddamn escape hatch in the back bathroom where they were busting out through the bottom and going out of the bathroom as a double wide trailer. Not even any fucking axles on it. You remember that? That don't matter. I'm just telling you, the skirting that goes around a mobile home that protects it like a house, when you pile snow up around the skirting, now it does not let any air colder than 32 get underneath your floor.
What time does the show start? Because you said you wanted to be funny. You haven't said one funny fucking thing since we started this show.
Well, I don't give a fuck. I'm just talking to you. I'm just talking to you. We ain't starting shit. I ain't said shit. Let me see something here.
I'm hoping we start the show soon because, again, I don't have a ton of time for this show.
Okay.
And last week, I hear after I left, you just kept rambling on and on and on.
No. You're doing the same shit again, Gentry. I can't keep doing it. Let me tell you something. I'm going to turn my heater on. I'm going to run my heater for about 5 minutes, so I'm going to turn it on for a minute because my feet are getting cold.
How's that electric bill over there at Trucker Paul's? Is it increased?
I don't know. They don't talk to me about their electric bill.
Oh, you aren't plugged into the power over there?
No, I'm not plugged into the power over there. No.
Why did I send you a bunch of electrical wire if you're not plugged into any power?
Well, because we never have really decided exactly where I should be situated. You know, I would like to be a little bit more over that way. I'd like to be a little bit more over that way. And so we're never really sure. And then there's people that I don't know.
But what are you trying to say, Mr. Wendy?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, what I'm trying to say is I'm going to wind up roughing it until I figure out what the fuck I'm going to do. Okay? That's all I'm saying. I don't know what I'm saying. I really don't know what I'm saying.
So you're roughing it is what you're doing right now.
Oh, fuck. Are you kidding me? I'm worse than roughing. I have to turn my heat on for 5 minutes, take the edge off in here, and now it gets nice for about 5 minutes. I smoke some pot, drink some beer, hit my whiskey and shit. Then I turn my heat off, and it's nice, but it's so cold here, 20s. It only takes about 5 minutes for it to get cold again until I get this spaceship covered in snow from head to toe. I'm working on the bottom. The snow is covering the top. Once I get complete coverage, except for the door I need to get in and out of, like, let's say you were in an avalanche, or you dug a snow cave, When you're in that snow cave, as long as that snow cave, oh, my legs are burning up, watch out here, watch yourself, I got my heater on. If you're in a snow cave, that's fine, as long as it doesn't collapse on you. You'll only be 32, even though it's minus 50 outside the cave. You'll still be 32, like bats and shit.
Now, you say that you're roughing it, but on Thanksgiving, day before Thanksgiving, you called me with some pretty lady on the phone, some pretty girl.
You don't know how bad I roughed it on Thanksgiving. You want to talk about
I thought you were with that pretty girl.
Yeah, and you know what? Guess what that pretty girl did? She got every fucking penny you sent me. And she got another 100 or 200. And I was told, and I agreed.
Did you get a blowjob?
Well, none of that really, you know, that's, you know, we don't, you know, come on, Gentry. Nobody cares. There's people listening that are nice people.
But I'm curious, you gave her money. What did you get in return? Did she cook you a meal? What? Give you a back rub? What'd you get?
I cooked the food. I bought the food. I bought the whiskey. I bought the beer. I'm glad she don't drink beer. I bought the smokes. I bought everything. And I bought it all for 2 weeks. And it was all big. I guess a misunderstanding on my part, where I will learn in the future that when somebody says, I'm lonely, you want to come visit for a couple of weeks, then I'll learn to say, do you got money for your own smokes? If they say no. You got money for your own whiskey? If they say no. You got money for your own food? No. Okay, I think I'll just be all right where I'm at. And I didn't do that. And she even put on Facebook when she was coming here, I'm going to pick up Charles Gary Shaw. We're going to watch military movies together. When I saw that, I responded, no, we're not. Because that put me in a, you know, that put me in a danger zone. I was within range of them people sending whoever they wanted, a SWAT team or anybody, just bust your doors out and say, oh, you motherfucker.
Why would a SWAT team be after you? What are you wanting for? Bullshit?
I'm within 50 miles of where I'm not supposed to be. I'm less than 50 miles. I'm less than 2 miles. 2 miles from where they said, you come within 50 miles, we'll get you.
So what movies did you guys watch? Did you Netflix and chill?
Oh, that fucking Hacksaw Ridge. She likes the Hacksaw Ridge, yeah. She likes that guy.
What'd she do with your hacksaw?
Well, you know, that's neither here nor there, because she's got kids and grandkids, and she's a respectable person.
What did you guys do? Did you just watch movies?
I tell you what I did, Gentry. I minded my business. That's what I did.
She got a nice place?
Well, it's not her place. It's her mother's place, but her mother lives in Maine. And she's watching her mother's place. She got like 5 houses here. So she's watching this house. And I've been there before.
She's got 5 houses, but no money for cigarettes?
She don't have 5 houses. Her mother does. She's watching one of her mother's houses here in Michigan. She watches her mother's houses. And her mother gave her orders. If you buy one more pack of cigarettes on that Shell credit card, I'm going to cancel it. She didn't tell me that when she came and picked me up. This is why I'm buying all the smokes. That's why I was kind of, you know, Gentry, I bought 2 cartons of smokes in 12 days. That's bullshit, man. And then 5 more packs of money. Let's not dwell on that, man. That's not here. The Thanksgiving, the turkey that I seasoned and I cooked and I bought is 100% 5-star grade A. The mashed potatoes that I bought and the gravy that I made from the turkey was 100% grade A, fucking fantastic. The stuffing was fantastic. What else do we have? The green bean casserole, fantastic. The Dallas Cowboys won. I was very happy. And the Texas Longhorns played the next day, and they whipped Texas ass. So it's a very happy holiday, except for, I told you when you sent me that 200, I think I just might make it to December 20th. No, I didn't. I didn't make it till past Thanksgiving, And I lost a bunch of my money, too. So that's a little bit bitter.
You lost money. How's that happen? Would you gamble?
Because I know I spent your money plus more of mine. And you know what? Let me tell you the worst part. On the way back, time to go. Let's get out of here. Take me back to where I belong. She pulls out a pack of her cigarettes, the kind she smokes, after she'd been smoking mine for 2 weeks. I mean, listen, she told me, I feel like such shit smoking all your cigarettes. I said, I do too. And she said, I feel like such shit drinking all your whiskey. I do too. One day she told me, she said, well, if you do too, why do you do it? I said, I'm not talking about it. I feel like doing it. I feel like doing it because you're doing it. I'm the one buying the shit. I feel like shit because I agree with you. You're smoking all my smokes. Walk out and just grab one. And then she told me, we'll figure something out. I was like, wait a minute. What the fuck you mean we'll figure something out? What do I need to figure out? I pay for the smokes that I smoke, and I pay for the whiskey that I drink. What do I need to figure out? You know what I mean? You're the one coming over here smoking my smokes and drinking
maybe
my
whiskey. Maybe she means she's going to figure it out and she's going to find you some money for the...
And listen to this. On the way back, when she pulls out a pack of her smokes, and I told her, I said, if you would have told me you have your smokes out in this car, I would have gladly come out here and got them for you. And that way you wouldn't be smoking on mine. She said, I forgot they were here. Right, of course you did. I said, okay, well, stop up here in this one store before we get to where I'm going so I can get me a pack of smokes. She said, well, I'll go ahead and chip in on some too. Oh, right on. All right, right on. Cool beans. We pulled into that fucking Dollar General right by Family Fair up here. And I got out. She said, I was waiting for her to get out or hand me some of her money. She said, I'll wait right here. Okay, you wait right there. I went and got me one pack of smokes and come back out there, got her car. And she's good enough to help me unload my shit out of her car. Now, I will give her credit for one thing, you know.
I'm waiting for the payoff here. What did you get out of it?
Okay, I did bring all of my 5 months worth of dirty clothes, shorts, socks, shirts, blue jeans, everything.
Did you do the laundry or did she?
She showed me how to run her machine, but it is a high-dollar machine. It's one of the ones like your house. You know, it's like a $5,000 washer and dryer. Her mother owns it. She don't own it. But no matter what, it scrubbed my clothes really good. So the 5 months worth of clothes that I burned up since I got here in May will last me now even longer. I'll be more than 5 months because I won't be getting all dirty in the garden and cutting down trees and planting trees. It's fucking snow now. You're wearing fucking boots and long pants and shit. So I'll be able to make it this spring. But listen, Gentry, I already told you. Everybody knows. When I get to December 20th, I'll be able to make some adjustments. You know, I won't have
That's to. When you're getting that Social Security deposit, correct?
That's correct. That is correct, yes.
We are less than 30 days from Charles getting paid, baby.
That's right, and it's forever. You know, it's forever. It's money I earned. I earned that money. You know, it's not disability or some bullshit. It's Social Security retirement. I earned it. I started working when I was 9 years old in 1970.
Best cook at Hooters, history of Hooters. More chicken wings than anybody. Ain't that right, Charles?
I set records there. You go into Hooters in Fort Myers where you're at, you'll see that I set the number one record, 12,800 in 1 8-hour shift, and number two record, 11,900 in 8-hour shift. Third place is the guy Dio, whatever the fuck his name is, in Miami. He was like 10,000 something in 8-hour shift. How many wings can you crank out? You got to fucking hustle, man. I'm in there twice. Go in there and look. If they're still at Fort Myers, I'm
well, true story. Let me tell you a true story. I'll tell you this about Chef Deshaw. When he was staying at my house, you know, he really can't do much, but you can cook, and you can also run a chainsaw. If there were two things that you need Chuck to do, he could chop down a tree pretty quick with a chainsaw, and he can make a nice little carne asada in the kitchen.
Yes. And wait a minute. Don't forget about the potato salad that I made. And I heard you tell Jay Yendo, I think this is the best potato salad I have ever had.
You sure can cook. So that's why I'm hoping that That lady friend of yours was thankful that you cooked up all that. Was it just you and her, or did you have a whole crew?
It was just her and I, but, and I'm not disparaging anybody, because Trucker Paul told me, don't trash her, and then his wife. Well,
you already did a little bit on the show.
No, I didn't.
You have to go back and listen. You did a little bit. Not much.
Listen, Trucker Paul said, don't trash her, and his wife is sitting right there. And she said, throw her under the fucking bus.
Oh, why would she say that?
Well, because she knows she's a woman, and she knows what a woman did. Trucker Paul is a man, and he knows that I'm a man, and I got suckered by a woman. Listen, Gentry, I was going to make it on the...
Now, what does she look like? Could you describe her to the audience? What color eyes does she have?
Okay, she's one of those people that's shaped like a pear, okay? No. And she's got...
How big a pear are we talking?
You know, when you're knocking pears out of a tree, you'll see some of them that have a much plumper bottom and some that not as plump a bottom. And some... wait a minute. No, I'm telling you. You have to understand what a pear looks like. And, I don't know. She's some pears are like the way they were laying on the ground. One side a little bit flatter than the other. The other side sticks out too far. I'm not trying to disparage anybody, but I'm just saying, when you're shaped like a pear, you know you're shaped like a pear. And I hope the hell, I hope they don't listen to this show. And if they do, man, you know what can I hear?
You're just telling the truth, is all, Charles. Right? That's what you're here to do.
Well, listen, I'm not, if I was shaped like a pear, I would move to Arizona or somewhere.
What are you shaped like?
I don't know, what would I say I'm shaped like? Sequoia cactus.
You look more like a watermelon to me.
No, I don't.
Big and soft, easy to break with a sledgehammer.
No, sequoia cactus, you know, straight up and down with three or four limbs sticking this way or that way. I think a sequoia cactus would be good. But anyway, so let me check my notes here, Gentry, because we're not be fucking around on my goddamn show here.
What about Michigan? You talk about all these Texas schools and the Dallas Cowboys winning. What about the Wolverines? Are you happy at all, the Michigan one?
Yes, but what I would like to know is how far will Ohio State go down? How far will they go down? If they only go one or two, you know, that won't help me a whole lot where I'm at. And I'm a Longhorns fan, and
you want me to give you
seven.
You want me to give you the latest rankings? Because I think they're already out.
They won't come out till Tuesday. You can give you the ones from last week, but they don't give them till Tuesday.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Yep. Texas number seven. Yep.
Ohio State six.
What?
Ohio State, they have it six.
Wow, they went down. So where'd Texas go?
Texas is seven.
They didn't go up any.
The Ohio State went down by four, and all the other schools, Michigan went to two, Washington's at three, the Seminoles at four, Oregon is at five, Ohio State six, Texas seven, and Alabama at eight.
But Texas and Alabama stayed the same. Ain't that some shit? Well, we'll just wait for some more, then the losers. Still three more games to go. They still got three more games to go, but Texas and Alabama did not move. That's fine. But that's fine. Somebody will beat somebody. I don't care. Now we've done got ourselves past the fucking dark. I got to get to my fucking notes, since I got a bunch. Oh, listen, I need your help here. I need you to hook me up with that. Remember how you used to get me my medicine through the doctor on your phone?
Where you would do the telehealth appointment?
Yes. Is there any way you could do that and have them show up on my phone if I give you my number?
Well, you'd have to get the app on your phone.
I don't know how the fuck I do that, man.
You don't have like an urgent care over there?
We do. I do, but they're trying to make money.
How much is it? I'll cover it. I'm feeling very giving this holiday season.
No. They won't prescribe me what I need. They think I don't need what I need. They said,
well, what are you trying to get?
I'm trying to get my fucking 100 milligram Losartan and my 60 milligram nifedipine. And they said, we'll give you 25 milligram Losartan, that's nothing to me. That's not. I'm going to have a fucking stroke. So I'm going to have to go through. I can't go through. If you go through a regular doctor like this, they want to make money by you coming back. So they treat you like a guinea pig. And so we'll just try this. I don't want to try that. Prescribe me what I need. Well, try this. Well, and that don't work. I know it doesn't work. So now I'm not going back there. I just need to get a regular fucking telehealth and just say, look, I need my nifedipine, man, and I need that fucking Losartan 100 milligrams. These people up here are not going to do that. It's a private family care deal here, and they want to try to say, well, you don't need all that. Yes, I do. I've been doing it for 10 fucking years. I need all that. And now they want, and now I'm going to have a fucking stroke while they play this fucking game, so I'm not going to go back there.
What about all the beets I've been sending you?
Can't you, man? I bought fresh beets. I done fucking been buying beets now and grading them up. We're making hash browns out of them and all that stuff. I went made it to Walmart when I was with that girl. We stopped by Walmart. Sure enough, they had fresh beets. And you know what? When you get fresh beets, you grade them up in a grater like grating cheese and then cook them like hash browns. Holy fuck, you don't know. Number one, you're pumping the most high-power antioxidants that there are on this planet into your system. And you're lowering your blood pressure and you're lowering cholesterol. If you can stand to eat raw or lightly cooked beets, oh, my God, they're so awesome. So grate them up like you're grating up cheese in one of them colanders and cook them like you're cooking hash browns. Holy fuck, man, you ain't never had some. You got to remember. When you eat beets, and I do it too, I got a bunch of canned beets here because I'm going to cook them.
They give you lots of gas. I get gas when I eat beets.
I don't have no problem, no gas. Never had. But I'll tell you this. When I drink the juice out of canned beets, which is just beets and water, they put salt in them. Salt's no good, but no matter what. When I drink the juice out of these, it is so fucking fine because there's snow in here. The snow's 3 feet deep. And when I step outside and I got to take me a fucking piss and you've been eating fucking beets, your piss looks like wine. You could piss into a wine glass and one of them people that knows how to swirl wine would probably say, this looks really good. And say, right, because it come out of my fucking wood. That's exactly right. No, I'm not bullshitting you. I've written my name in the snow in wine. It's not wine. It's fucking beet juice. I'm telling you, it's awesome. And then when you sit on the toilet, you got to remember you've been eating beets because when you run that paper across your chicken eye and the paper's all red, you'll think you got colon cancer and all kinds of cancer and shit. You have to remember that you were eating beets last night because your chicken eye will spray out all that red shit just like your wood will when you're pissing in the snow. I'm not bullshitting you. You think I'm kidding?
Do you know that somebody actually texted me and they said that they heard you died?
And you know what? That's all over Facebook, Gentry. They told me Shane's dad died. They told me about my buddy Dombach.
So it was a hoax then? You're not dead.
No, that's somebody hacking somebody. That's somebody hacking. They want you to click on that link and now you've been hacked. That's how I got hacked. I got hacked by them telling me Shane's brother had died. When I clicked on the link, then Shane told me, my brother ain't dead, he's right here. Well, now I was hacked by clicking, and don't click on the link where it says, now I got one that says, Shane's dad, Stanley Davis, died. But as somebody, they want you to click on the link, and you click on it, then now you're hacked. Yeah.
So you got hacked.
Well, I had a friend of mine, Keith Dombach, over there in goddamn Missouri when I was in the Air Force. I said, I got sent a friend request from you. I didn't know that you fucking blocked me. He said, I never blocked you. We've been friends for too long. He said, if you got a friend request from me, then I have been hacked. And I said, oh, fuck. And I accepted the friend request. So now I've been hacked. And I've been hacked. I've been hacked all across Facebook. What can you do about it? I don't know what. What would a hacker do with your information? You know, what are they going to do? Say something on Facebook and claim they were you? Send you a friend request, and if you accept it, you're not accepting my friend request. You're accepting a request of somebody who hacked my account. Ain't that wild?
Over the holiday, I had somebody text me and say that they were one of my friends in my phone.
Yeah.
Saying they wanted me to send them an Apple gift card.
Yep.
So I called the guy who's texted me. He was like, that ain't me. I said, they're claiming they're you in my email and in my phone.
Yep. Let me tell you something, Gentry. All the people why I had to change my phone number from North Carolina here to Michigan was because people were going through the number and they can call it. And if you answer it or you respond to their email, then they use your number and use it to go to other people and tell the other people that you are calling them. It's not you call. It's like how they do them credit cards in the gas station where they piss your credit card number out. Whatever they call that shit. Where they fucking steal your credit card information out of a gas station pump.
They skim it. They put a little machine in there. Take your information.
Right. Okay. This is the same thing as skimming right here. These people, they send you something, they're skimming, and when you respond to it, they have now skimmed you, and now they can use your number and call somebody in California and make it look like it's you calling them. They take your number and skim it and make it look like you're calling them. Yeah, it's a bad scene. So that's why I let my phone go for a month. That's why I didn't talk to you for a month. I was like, I'm fucking tired of this shit, man. Fucking people, they're fucking mad at me because I was mad about John and Ronnie. They think I'm mad about them. And fucking somebody else trying to tell me why you fucking said, Facebook told me, you can't be sitting there doing this and doing that. You got 95% likes on your account, but if you keep being this and that, we can censor you. Wait a minute. What the fuck are you talking about? They said, click on this page and we'll show you. When I clicked on that fucking page, there's fucking nothing. There's nothing on there. That's somebody who, when I accepted my friend Donbox and I was hacked, that's somebody who's probably doing some shit. And now Facebook thinks I'm doing it. They're not good enough to be able to tell that it's not that actual person doing it. It's somebody who has hacked them. Facebook let them be hacked. And now Facebook thinks they're doing something fucking wrong.
Well, they did it to you because I had a friend of mine message me and say, Mr. Wendy died. That's sad to hear. I was like, what happened to Mr. Wendy?
See that? Same shit. It's the same hack that goes on everyone.
They made it look like you got in some kind of car accident. That's what it looked like.
Oh, my. Well, you know what? They never tell me anything about what happened to Shane's brother or any other people, but that's what they're doing. They're just saying, they sent me a thing last night saying Shane's dad died. I have not talked to Shane, my nephew, and say, your dad died? He'll say, fuck no. What, do you got another message like my brother? My brother died? Now my dad died? Yeah. Came from a girl in Corpus Christi, Texas. She's acting like she knows him. No, fuck no. And so I did not click on it this time when she sent me a thing saying Stanley Davis died. I didn't click on it because if I would have, she would have hacked me. Yep.
It's like the sheep that cried wolf.
But that's the way it goes.
Because then when they really do die, we won't believe it.
Well, no, what you really got to be able to do is I don't have anybody. I'm not married. I don't have any kids, no wife, nothing. Brothers, sisters, nobody. I don't give a shit. I got me and my band. I used to say I have me and my dog and my blazer.
When are you going to get another dog?
Yeah, when I get me a place big enough to, like I had before, you know, where I can fence it in, where I ain't got to worry about, you know, getting my dog hot.
You're less than 30 days from being rich, right?
Yep. Yes, I am. I'm not less than 30 days from being rich. I'm less than 30 days to figure out where in this country I want to live. I can live right here. I'll be fine right here. Trucker Paul has to have shoulder surgery done. He's going to be laid up for 6 months straight. 6 months straight. That means somebody needs to take care of all this dastardly. This is going to be a brutal winter here. It's showing, it's paying up like it's going to be. So somebody's going to have to fucking keep it. I already did a bunch today. And it's good exercise, Jen. I'm going to tell you something. You're from Indiana. I'm sure you know how to shovel snow. You know shoveling snow is good cardiovascular exercise because you're really using a lot of energy and you're not really getting too hot because it's cold outside and you start getting hot inside, and just work till you get tired unless you're getting hot. Okay, and so
did you get hot enough to want to drink a beer while you were shoveling snow?
You know what? Yeah, I do walk over here and hit my whiskey real quick, and I hit my beer and chase it. But then I go right back out there because it's too fucking cold. It's too fucking cold to sit there and drink beer and drink whiskey.
How do you keep your beer from not freezing out there?
I got it inside this truck, and Natty Daddy's are 8%. They gotta be in the deep freeze before they will bust. You can get them to freeze, but they won't. They're hard to freeze. Budweiser will freeze in your regular freezer in your house. You put a Natty Daddy in there, it'll make it 2 or 3 days. It won't freeze. So, because they're 8%, you know, it's like wine 16 proof. You know, like it's like a Mad Dog, Natty Daddy.
I'm running out of time here, but I got a couple things I want to run by. What about Omelet and Finster? What's the latest with those guys? Are you friends with them again, and have you made any appearance on that show?
I have not heard from them. Let me see, gentlemen. Omelet and Finster, I have not heard from them. I listen to their show once in a while. But I have not heard from them, you know. That's all I can tell you on them. The one guy who related to their show, Buck from Buck's Roofing and Stuff, the other day he put on Facebook an old picture of me about 10 years ago when I was deer hunting up there at the Bercy Horse Ranch. Yeah, that was nice. He's a good friend of theirs, so there's still people that everything's all right, but, you know, I've not heard anything from them. Okay, let me put my thoughts together here, right here. They think that I am not their friend because I not Finster, but Omelet thinks that I attack him. I don't. I'm misunderstood in that regard because what they thought they were doing, they thought were going to help me. It was not going to help me. And
wasn't it a bit they wanted you to do that you said hell no?
Well, they weren't calling it a bit. They just wanted me to, you know, clear my name so I can come to their town and be part of their bar scene and be part of their volleyball tournaments and be part of a road race down.
But that means you go to jail.
Well, I got to go to jail in order to do all that. But in their mind, it's only go to jail for 1 minute, then you're out of jail. It's all good. Well, no, it ain't all good. I might get put on probation. I might get fined. I might have to pay every month. All this shit. And let me tell you something, Jay. This is no bullshit. Everybody has told me if that motherfucker, because I've seen her spit on people before. I've seen her spit. Right in people's faces, a guy named Mike, right in her backyard. She spit right in his face. And I told her, I said, you better not ever.
Who's her?
Leah. Her name's Leah. Lee Wright. I'll say her name all I want. I don't give a fuck what they say. Leah Argue Thurman. Leah Argue, 437 2nd Street. Showed up in my motel room, Grand Charles Motel, and spit on me. And everybody says I should have knocked her fucking head right. Because she's got AIDS, she got hepatitis C, she got all kinds of stuff. When you spit on a cop, they'll fucking tase you. You can't just spit on somebody like that and then do a thumbs up to your buddy Roy in your car. I should have blasted her right, knock her head right off. But I didn't do it because they say you should never hit a woman, but you can think of 10 reasons to hit a woman. You just don't do it. She spit on me. That's a reason to hit her. I didn't do it. But I did tell her, you must not want to live very long. And she took that to court and got them to say, he's going to kill me. He's going to come to my house at 437 2nd Street. And he's going to kill me. Well, then they put a fucking warrant out for me for verbal assault. Yeah.
Don't they have to prove that? Or did you like say that?
Prove what?
That you said you were going to kill her.
No, I said you must not want to live very long.
Well, do they have a recording of that?
I don't know what they have. But they arrested me in Grand Rapids for verbal assault.
And you admitted saying that?
No, I didn't admit to nothing. I ain't been to court. I ain't admitted to nothing.
How do you even know you got a warrant?
They got goddamn, they arrested me in goddamn Grand Rapids. And then I checked into Rick Coates and Omelet and Fister and KOT. They had their lawyer in there, and I said, yes, yes, the warrant is outstanding. There is a warrant for you for Fister child. I said, it's assault and battery. I said, there is no battery. I didn't touch her. He said, yes, there's battery. I said, there is no fucking battery. I know better. It's assault. Assault is saying something. And all I said was, you must know. Well, I said, I want to file charges on her for spitting on me. I said, well, it's too late for that. You should have done that day. But I didn't do it that day. So she did it. And so now, I'll tell you what, I'm going to tell you something. It's a true story. It's a true story. If anybody thinks that I'm going to pay Grand Traverse County any kind of money, and I'm going to be on probation, and I'm gonna have this shit on my fucking record for that motherfucker showing up in my fucking room. She walked in the room. I said, get the fuck out. She walked out. I should have slammed the door behind her and locked it. Instead, I was dumb enough to walk out to find out what the fuck she wanted. She said, you threatened Dean. I said, no, I didn't. Yes, you did. She fucking spit on me and then walked away. And I let it go at that. You must not want to live very long.
All right, I got one more question for you. How's Big Papa doing?
The last time I talked to him, on some days he seems like he's doing better. You know, something, but I don't know how that goes. You know, if you seem like you're cheery and happy, and why can't you see if he'll answer his phone? Let's find out. Call him up.
You want me to call him right now?
Yeah, let's see if he'll answer. He might. We'll find out right now. Call him up. Let's find out. You tell me you want to do a tribute. Let's see if he'll answer. He's got an odd schedule. Yeah, let's find out. Maybe he'll answer. It'd be cool if he did. Yeah, he'd love to talk. He likes you. No, he likes you. He'll talk to you. Try to find my microphone or I'm not being there. What are you doing? Fiddling with your shit.
It's ringing.
Let's go. It is?
9890.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, man, you're on my show. Gentry's asking me, how you doing? I said, well, let's call and find out. So we called up. I know it's an odd time. Anytime's an odd time, morning, noon, or night. Well, we'll try back about 2 in the morning. I bet I'll get you then. Okay, bye. Sorry about that. Well, my heater's taking oxygen out of my fucking van. Yeah, okay, Judge, let me go through. I got shit planned for a goddamn show unless you're in a hurry.
Okay, well, I mean, you can go ahead and do your show, but I'm about to get out of here, you know.
Well, good. No, I'm not doing that. I am not talking for 30 more fucking minutes.
We got a lot of good responses. I think at your expense, but it was a really good response for the segment you did. If you missed last week's episode, Mr. Windy was 10 sheets to the wind, and he went on for 30 minutes. I didn't listen to it, but I've heard it's really entertaining.
I suffered through it.
At one point, I was told that it's something about 10,000. You would do something with me for $10,000? Why would you even say something
like
that?
Hang on. Now you're doing some shit. I know nothing about what the fuck you're talking about.
Why don't you listen to the show last week?
I did. And there was nothing. The only thing mentioned by anything was my fucking meteorite for $35.
Why would you even be talking about that, about me?
What? We didn't talk about it. We didn't talk about my meteorite on that show. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Something about $10,000 and you'd do something with me.
Right. Well, have I been hacked again? Have you been hacked? Who's been hacked? I never said I do. But I tell you what, what would I do with you for $10,000? I don't know. I guess I'd come down there and fucking hang around with you for a fucking week, maybe 2 weeks. $10,000. What would I do with $10,000 from the podcast playground? I come down there. What would I do? I come down there and get a canoe, maybe go to that sterile river, maybe go with Yando again, you guys again. get me a tent, maybe a camp at a campsite over there. One of them ones that's nice weather. No see 'ems. Yeah. No see 'ems. I know them. And catch some redfish and snook and his little barbecue pit up. $10,000 would get me about, three months on the Estero River. Yeah. On a canoe, one of them kayaks, one of them ones you paddle it, get a tent, barbecue pit, maybe hope one of them 17 or 25 foot pythons from the Everglades comes paddling up through there. That's $2,500 right there. Shit, maybe I should do that. That's an idea, Gentry. Yeah. I might better work my way down there, and because it's Everglades City. You know, Everglades City is right down there south of Naples, and they need people down there to come down there and hunt pythons. $100 a foot. If you catch a female sitting on $300 in eggs, it's like $10 an egg. That's $3,000. And another fucking $4,500. But you got to hunt them. You have to understand, when you got one of those snakes like that, 20-foot python, if they see you before you see them and they happen to grab you, they'll wrap you up. And guess what, fucker? Them motherfucker, if you... You see snake handlers, when they're handling pythons, when they start wrapping around their neck and wrapping around their arms and stuff, they have their buddy come and untangle it. That's only a 6-footer or an 8-footer. You get a 20-footer that grabs you by the head and wraps around and gets your arms and your legs and shit, guess what? That motherfucker's going to eat you, and there ain't going to be shit you can do. You call whoever you want, but that motherfucking... you think I'll just reach up and poke its eye out? No, you won't, because it's wrapped around you like a candy cane, and your arms are all wrapped up like twisting up a bread tie. You're not wrapping up nothing. You're going to sit right there and feel it, open its mouth, and go over your head and slowly go right down you like eating a fucking bale of hay. You're not fooling me. I got to turn my fucking heater off because I can tell it's burning up the oxygen in here. It dries your throat out. You can't hardly breathe. 300 foot of snow out there. All right, Judge, I got my whiskey, I got my weed. And you said, yeah, if I can put a show on. Don't forget now while you're listening. Okay. I need to borrow about, let's see how much do I need to borrow, man. Let me think, because yeah, I know you're on there. I know you're listening. Okay, the 200 I thought would get me to December 20th, it got me to, I still got about $50, $60 in my bank account, which will get me, I hope, to the end of the fucking month. But on the 8th of the month, I got to make my Capital One credit card payment. I have to pay them because they have access to my bank account, not my debit card, to the fucking routing number and bank account number. I cannot let my bank account default because my Social Security is going into that account on December 20th. So I have to pay Capital One on December 8th. So sometime between now and December 8th, I'll probably lean on you, you know. I'll wind up making you a deal. I'll wind up making you a deal of something like this. You get me through to December 20th. I'm thinking probably $100 to get me there. I'm drinking a lot less and smoking a lot less because it's so fucking cold. I can't walk this door. It's fucking snowing and shit. You get hit by a car if you walk down the road. You get shot by a deer hunter if you walk down the trail. It's a catch-22, a paradox. You know, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. So I'll probably lean on you. I'm thinking probably, I don't know, you put this show up. I'll probably lean on you. What is today? Today's Monday, Tuesday. I don't even fucking know what day it is. It's fucking snowing. I know it's snowing. That's what today is. It's snowing. And it's going to snow tomorrow, the next day, the next day, the next day, all the way. They're talking about it's going to snow through March. Are you shitting me? It's going to snow through March here. But I am building the igloos. I'm building the igloo around Paul's place. I'm building the igloo around my place. And it may be 25 below zero on everybody, but as long as you're covered in snow like an igloo, you're going to be no lower than 32, because snow doesn't radiate cold. Ask the Eskimos. I know. Anyway, so where was I? Okay, so I might make it to December 20th, but I don't think I will. It just I'm looking at my change over there, probably $20 there. On my 10 centers back there, it's probably $100 there, but I got to go dig them out of snow and take them back to the fucking snow store and all that shit. I'll probably see if I can lean on you. I'll tell you, I'll probably call you. I don't know. Let's see what it's today. I don't even know what today is. The other day was Sunday. I think today's Monday. It might even be Tuesday. I don't even know what it is. But one of these days, I'll lean on you for about, let me think. I'm trying to get to the end of the month on my money. Then I only have 20 days to go. How much money does it take me to get 20 days? Well, smokes is $5. Beers, fucking, nowadays, three or four, and whiskey. I'm looking at about $15 a day, and I got to go 20 days. So that's like $350. But I can cut that back. I can cut that back because it's so cold and I may not want to walk to the store on some days, blinding blizzard and all that shit. $350 I don't know. I don't want to get greedy, but I'm telling you right now, if you slide me, like, you know, I told you I appreciate the $200 you sent me, but goddamn, I got conned out of that. And she'll tell you she done it. She'll tell you. They're gonna tell you they done it. They got their money. Yeah. And a lot of fun was had, but goddamn, well, I'm trying to get December 20th, so. Fuck, I don't know if I try to say, man, pony me up $200 more and I'll never charge you for another show again. Okay, you'll be like, well, I ain't doing that because then you just won't do another show again. You motherfucking, okay. Give me $100 and just pay me $75 a fucking show. I'm just trying to figure out how to do this. Listen, you don't even fucking know, man. You down there in a plantation, fucking 75 degrees and all that shit. It's a blinding blizzard here. We're in 10 feet of snow. And I love it. Don't get me wrong. I do love it because I was in Asheville, North Carolina last year. They didn't get no snow. I'm like, this is no fucking mountains. What the fuck kind of shit is this? Y'all ain't got shit here. I'll head over there to fucking Michigan. See if it gets snowed on there. Well, now they get snowed on here. Yeah, snow, shovel, plow, snow. Yeah. All right, man. I'm not doing this shit but another 30 minutes. I know how it goes. I just want you, okay, let me close by saying this. I need to borrow. I don't need to be paid or nothing. I need to borrow. Let me think here. I got to pay my credit card. I need to get more propane. Need to get another half gallon of whiskey. I need to get a carton of smokes. I can live off the food I got, I think. Okay. So, if you front me another $200, that will get me to December 20th, I'm sure. Once I get there, then, hell, you never know. And don't you want to talk about something, you stupid son of a bitch? You try to say, I don't remember where you live? You live in the Briarwood community or the Briar Cliff community. Remember when I was ordering a fucking pizza and I couldn't get the right address? You live on Briarwood in the Briar Cliff community. It's one or the other. Well, they ran through the briars and ran through the brambles and ran through a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that hounds couldn't catch them. Some shit. The Battle of New Orleans. You live in the briars. You live in the briars, the Briar Cliff or Briarwood. And I just get a map. I come down there. And I'm not shitting you. That's no bullshit. I'll surprise you once I get my money. I'll get me a bus ticket. I'll ride out of Gaylord. Then I'll head down to Fort Myers. And I'll catch that bus. I said, take me as close as you can to the Briarwood or Briar Cliff community. And they'll get me there. It's by Cypress Lake or 6 Mile Cypress, whichever one it is right out there. And then I'll be like, I know this. It's it right here. Yeah, that's close enough right here. Watch this. And then you know what I'll do? I won't even knock on your fucking door. I'll come down that one back road. Remember when we were cutting them trees down off your back fence that were killing our fucking green beans and all that shit? I'll come back there through that back road and come to your back fence back there. And then when you're out there skinny dipping in the pool or whatever you might be doing, you go jump in your fucking sauna with a fucking one of them kibosses and all that shit and some KY jelly and all that shit. I'll wait for you to do your thing and I'll be like, Gentry. And you'll be like, you look around. Who the fuck? And I'll move in the woods. I'll get behind that palm tree we cut down. Another one we cut down back there that's crushing your tree. The electric company had to cut all them trees down. I'll get behind them. Gentry. Who the fuck? Goddamn. You better fucking ditch that sausage in the goddamn, in the skinny dipping pool and get your ass out and put some clothes on and get back there. Oh, I know you're packing, but you ain't packing in your fucking hot tub. You know that. And I'm right back there in them woods by where we had the green beans and my avocado tree that died and all that shit. You know what I'm talking about. So I'll be back there, but yeah, Briar Clipper, Briarwood, whatever it is, but I can, if I want to come see you, Gentry, don't think you're fucking kidding anybody. I can make that. If somebody says, if you only had one thing you could ever do ever again, well, you want to go to Mars? You want to go to the moon? You want to go shrimping again? You want to go drill for oil in Texas? You want to go pan for gold in California? You want to go check out earthquakes from fracking in Oklahoma? Nah, I want to go hide in the fucking woods behind Gentry's house, behind the plantation. I want to sit there and fucking watch every fucking thing he does. And then, one day I would say, hey man, you know I've been watching every fucking thing you've done for the last fucking week, and you are a sick son of a bitch, and I should wind up calling. There's a bunch of people I could call on you. But anyway, just so you know, okay, I know, it's funny shit. No, it's not funny shit, it's not funny at all. Okay, Briarcliff, Briarwood, I know where you live and all that shit, but I need about $200 more. If you can pony that up, you know where to send it. Just send me a text, send me the reference number, and we'll be all good and stuff, and I'll record shows for free. And we'll actually get better, because you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get that equipment to where I don't got to talk in these headphones where I can't hear me, I can only hear you. So I can't tell how loud I am and all that shit. It's not right. So once I get my money on December 20th, I'm going to get that equipment to where I have a professional setup. Then I'm going to want to have them with the son of a bitch to hook that Romex up, put that breaker in and all that fucking shit and get tied in with all that other shit. And fuck. So you know what? It'll just be one day at a time. But just so you know, yeah, they got me on Thanksgiving. I appreciate it. They're nice people and everything. We had a great time. I'm still eating the food. The great Cowboys won and everything, and it's all good. But, I got fucking robbed, man. Robbed and raped and fucking just rode like a fucking... I don't give a fuck. Anyway, all right, Gentry, it's dark here. I can't see shit. I got to go. You know how it is. I'm going to go ahead and go. You know how it is. I got to go. What's this number on here? Is that your number? Okay, fuck you. What?